Tomb Sweeping Day provides people with a reminder to visit and care for the graves of family and friends.
Hello everyone, this is Gwen. 欢迎来到每天都会更新的每日早读。A little life at every day, you will make a big difference.
节用英语怎么说呢？我们可以说 Tomb Sweeping Day， 也可以说 The 清明 Festival。 今天早读我们来看和清明节有关的这句话， Tomb Sweeping Day provides people with a reminder to visit and care for the graves of family and friends。 清明节提醒人们要纪念逝去的亲朋好友。我们再来用美音读一下， Tomb Sweeping Day provides people with a reminder to visit and care for the graves of family and friends. 我们来看发音， Tomb Sweeping Day， 清明节。其中呢，我们要注意 tomb， 坟墓这个词， T-O-M-B， 这个词的末尾的 b 呢是不发音的，我们要发成 tomb， 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 长音紧音的 u 后面带出前鼻音的 m。 Tomb Sweeping Day， sweep， 长音紧音的 e， sweep， sweep。Sweeping Day, Tomb Sweeping Day. Tomb Sweeping Day provides people with a reminder. Reminder, 这个词我们注意第二个音节重读 reminder, 双元音的 I 和鼻音 N 的组合是一个比较难发的音组 Ein, mind, 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 reminder, reminder. With a reminder to visit and care for the graves of family and friends.Graves, graves, graves of, 连读, graves of family and friends, of 和 family, 后劲同化, a family, 前面的 v 的发音省略, a family and, family and friends, family and friends, 连读省读。Tomb Sweeping Day provides people with a reminder to visit and care for the graves of family and friends. 我们再来看美音。同样呢，清明节 Tomb Sweeping Day， 要注意 tomb， tomb， 末尾的 b 不发音 ，sweeping， sweeping， 注意紧音的 e。Tomb Sweeping Day provides people with a 辅音和元音的连读 the。With a reminder, 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 注意第二个音节的发音 mine, mine, reminder, to visit and care for the graves of family and friends. Care for the graves of a family and friends, a family and friends. 这个小的组合的发音要点分别是同化、连读和省读。A family and friends, a family and friends. 好，发音部分我们就讲到这儿了。我们来看这句话。那么刚才讲到了清明节呢，叫做 Tomb Sweeping Day。那我们也就知道了动词词组扫墓这个动作呢，叫做 sweep tombs, sweep tombs。也可以说 clean up graveside 或者 tidy up the graveside。我们来看一个例句，人们在清明节拜访祖先墓地以示敬意。People visit the gravesite of their ancestors to show their respects on Tomb Sweeping Day. Visit the gravesite of their ancestors, 拜访祖先墓地 to show their respects, 以示敬意 on Tomb Sweeping Day, 在清明节。我们明天要去扫墓。We are going to clean up the gravesite tomorrow. Clean up the gravesite, 就是扫墓的意思啦。我们来拓展一个词链，祭拜祖先，我们可以说 make offerings to our ancestors. Offerings 有祭品、贡献品的意思，而 ancestor 则是祖先的意思。那么合起来呢，就是祭祖的意思了。Tomorrow is the tomb sweeping day, and we will make offerings to our ancestors. 明天就是清明节了，而我们会祭拜祖先。我们再来看这句话之中有一个词链 provide a reminder to do 什么什么，为做什么什么事情提供提醒。其中呢 reminder 是一个名词，表示提示，它是来自于动词 remind 提醒。如果我们想要表达什么什么的提醒的话呢，我们就可以后面加一个 of the reminders of 什么什么。 比如说这部电影使我们回忆起了战争的可怕场景。The film evokes chilling reminders of the war. 比如说这项研究很好地提醒我们睡眠对我们有多么重要。This study is a good reminder of how important sleep is to us. A good reminder of 什么什么是对于什么什么的一个好的提醒。我们来看两个原声例句。除了我的感谢，我还想提供一个提醒。In addition to my thanks, I also want to provide a reminder. 关于这一点呢，让我给你们一个非常重要的提醒吧。On that note, let me leave you with a really important reminder. 早读后半句的 to visit and care for the graves of family and friends 是拜访和关心亲朋好友的意思。Care for 就是照顾关心了。I had a strong desire to help and care for people. 我非常渴望能够帮助和照顾他人。Care for 表示照顾、关心。回到导读，我们再来看这句话。Tomb Sweeping Day, 清明节 provides people with a reminder to visit and care for the graves of family and friends. 为人们提供了一个纪念逝去亲友的提醒，也就是他提醒我们要纪念逝去的亲朋好友。今天的回家回用呢，我们来试着用 provide a reminder to do something, 为做什么什么事情提供提醒。用这个词来随意造一个句子。今天早读我们再来读一下，首先是英音版。Tomb Sweeping Day provides people with a reminder to visit and care for the graves of family and friends. 美音。Tomb Sweeping Day provides people with a reminder to visit and care for the graves of family and friends. 今天早读就是这样了。Have a nice day. See you tomorrow.